Sound Transit could give the University of Washington $43 million to move some of its engineering labs across campus. KPLU's Raellen Bischel tells us why.
Engineers at the University of Washington are studying all sorts of new materials, like some that would allow windows to harvest energy and tiny devices to help explore failing organs. To do so, they rely on machines so delicate that they go a little haywire when big metal objects, like elevators and trucks, move around nearby. The worst offenders are trains, even if they're 80 feet underground. That's how deep Sound Transit plans on burying a new light rail tunnel through campus.
So like in the case of electron microscope, it does things like causes the electron beam to move, interfering with the images that are being taken.
That's Joel Kellogg, an electrical engineer who specializes in how equipment handles interference. There are two solutions to this problem: tinker with the train or move the instruments. Vibrations can be reduced by plunking the train on very straight rails that sit on rubber rings. But Richard Chapman, Associate VP for Capital Projects, says there's another thing.
The bad actor is perturbation caused by a large metallic mass moving through the Earth's geomagnetic field. As far as we know, there is no known way to mitigate, cancel out, or shield at the source from this perturbation.
The university has been working on this problem for 7 years now. In the end, the only solution is to move the labs. That's what the Board of Regents approved Thursday. Raellen Bischel, KPLU News.